Thanks, Charlotte.
Thank you, Charlie. Yeah, my name is Eddie, and I'm an addict. And one of the things that really excited me about doing this chair was a microphone. See, because when there's a microphone, you know, if I forget what to say, I can just take it and then sing a song. Anyway, but that's not why I'm here. I am 3 years, 3 months clean, and I owe it all to NA. You know, it's funny because I was talking to my son today, bless him, and he's starting work with Arsenal, and I've been supporting him for how many years, but he said to me, "Mum, I'm so glad you're not using anymore," and I looked at him, and I kind of like, I didn't tear up, but I said, "Why do you say that?" He said, "Because I would have been fucked, you know, because dad's kind of like, you know, not doing anything at the moment, you know, and I really would have been struggling, you know, and you've really helped support me." But I had to think, you know, initially what he said, because you know what, I am so glad that I'm not using. I really am glad, and it was really because of him. For myself, I wanted to stop for myself, and I wanted to stop for him as well, you know, because I remember when he was 16 and I was in active addiction, he did say to me, "Mum, I thought you were dead," you know, and even that didn't stop me, you know. So, and every time I look at my son, I think, my God, I'm so glad he's back in my life. I'm so glad my family are back in my life. And that is down to me going to regular meetings of NA, you know, and I kept coming back. You know, there's a friend of mine who's meant to be here today, but she's not here tonight anyway, but she, we went to a, it was a college together called Clean Break. And I remember I kind of like had a really bad relapse, you know, and I said to myself, you know, when I finish smoking crack, if the phone goes, I'm not answering the phone. I'm not doing anything, you know. But I remember my very last relapse, I actually did. I answered the phone, and I kind of like did things differently. Because my last relapse was 3 years, 3 months ago. And it's kind of, I did hit rock bottom because I mixed my drinks and then I went out to get some crack and I came back and I was smoking with my sister, and I do remember actually trying to strangle my sister. And I remember this, hear this little voice, you know, and I just realised what I did, and I got my bag and I was shot straight to Brixton, and I had about, I think, a 6-7 day binge. And that, what I do remember is when I finished that binge, I was at the station. And I remember I was meant to be at a meeting, and I said to myself, I'm they're wondering where I am, you know. And so I'm going to leave my phone on, and hey, presto, my phone went off, and it was my very good friend. I'm not going to mention her name because she's in Thailand. And she said to me, you know, what's happened? And I said, yeah, I relapsed. She said to me, go home, just relax, have a little rest, whatever, and we'll meet up tomorrow, you know. And she said to me, keep your phone on. And I did. You know, I got home and the phone didn't stop ringing. And I remember I answered every single call. And I thought, God, these people are going to fucking... Sorry, I swore. Sorry. I'm trying not to swear. These people are going to really judge me, you know. And you know what? They didn't judge me. They didn't judge me at all. They just wanted me to come back, you know. And when I went back to the meeting, you know, the love that I was shown, I thought, my God. You know, it was really overwhelming for me, you know. And I vowed that I would never pick up a drink or a drug again, and I've stuck to that, you know, and I've kept going back. But to me, that's, or other addicts as well, because I love that reading, therapeutic value of one addict helping another, because that has got me through as well, you know. I'm, people that know me, I think I'm a diva. Well, I think I am, you know, because I'm always right. You know, but since I've been in NA, you know, if I've been wrong and somebody has said to me, Eddie, you know what, you're wrong. I remember when I was first came to NA, I kind of like, well, I got my back up. So, well, do you know who I am? And I'm thinking, yeah, Eddie, you don't live like that anymore, you know. And they'll say, you're wrong. And so now, what my point is, I'm trying to say, is that if somebody says to me, Eddie, you're wrong, then I'll weigh up and say, you know what? Yes, I am wrong. And, you know, I'm not kind of like backward and coming forward to say sorry as well. If I'm wrong about something and I owe somebody an apology, then I will. I'll apologise. And that is... Honestly, if you knew me when I was using, I'm telling you, I was a right little bitch, I'm telling you. I had my crack house and I said, you're not coming. If you don't give me a stone, two stones, you ain't coming in. You know? And they used to call me the short bird with a big mouth. and I don't, things haven't really changed. I've still got a big mouth, but, but I mean, you know, when I first came to NA as well, I remember they said to me I'd have to get a sponsor, you know, I'd have to get a sponsor. And I did get a sponsor, and I've had them my sponsor for a couple of years, and he's sitting in front of me, and I have to say thank you so much, because you know what, you have really, really helped me, and you've, all advice that I've asked you, you know, you've always given me, you've always sort of like known the right thing to say to me, you know, and I'll come and I'll say to you, you know, I'll a predicament, whatever, and you'll always know what to say to me, you know, and I thank you from the bottom of my heart for that, you know, and you would say to me, you know, you're ready to take a meeting. I thought, God, you know, I'd always heard in my meetings, what the hell is that? Sorry. I always heard in meetings, do service, you know what I mean? Keep coming back and do service, you know, and I remember I went to my sponsor said, you know, I think you're ready to do service, you know. And, oh, I thought, you know what? I always remember, always do what's suggested. So I did, you know, and I took a meeting. And I thoroughly enjoyed the meeting. I thoroughly enjoyed taking it, you know, because I really think that that kept me clean, you know. And then my sponsor went through the steps with me, you know. And I'm a person, I wasn't really a big believer of the steps, but, you know, I know that they're there to help us, you know. Because I kind of got clean through the rooms, you know. I didn't go to rehab. I got clean through the rooms. And I always say every day, you know, I only keep clean through asking other addicts for advice and for help, and that's what's kept me clean. And then my sponsor said to me, you know, I think you need some sponsors. I said, no, what have I got to give anyone, you know? I actually got myself a sponsor, and he was absolutely right, you know. My sponsor called me, and he always asked me for advice, you know, and he's like my second son, you know, and it's there's nothing more fulfilling than actually, you know, trying to help, reach out to others. You know, and that's what I've tried to do. You know, and as I said, I didn't really want to talk about my crack use, but, you know, all I remember is when my son said that to me today, I took a step back and I said, I remember the days when I smoked crack 24/7, you know what I mean? And I didn't give a shit, I didn't wash, I didn't get. But what I do remember is the first day of the binge, I'd have, my face would be immaculate. By the fourth day, I'd be bored and I'd be, you know, and I didn't give a shit. But you know, I look back on all those days when I was, I remember there was I had my crack house, and I remember the prostitutes that used to come in and use my house, and I would say to myself, my God, you know what, I Christ, the day I'd ever have to sell my body in. Hey, presto, I lost my crack house, what was I doing? Doing exactly the same thing, selling my body. But you know what, I had to do what I had to do to get my crack, you know, and I'm not ashamed of my past, but, you know, I embrace my past, but I have to go with my future, you know. And my point I'm trying to make is sometimes I just look back at how far I've come. And I put it down to NA. I put it down to NA how far I've come. You know, I don't know if I've said this, but, I mean, I used to, this is all through NA. I used to drive a car illegally for 20 years, 21 years. You know, and my son would say to me, Mum, well, I'm legal and you're not. I said, yeah, but I was driving when you were in my belly. He goes, yes, but I'm legal and you're not. So, I asked them some other addicts, you know, they said to me, Eddie, you've got to take the test. And I was hoping one of them would say, no, keep driving illegally. So anyway, I bit the bullet and I took my test and I passed. I passed a theory test first and then I passed my actual practical as well, you know, and every time I get in my car, I look up and I say, thank you, NA. Thank you for the people in NA. Because without you guys, thank you very much. Without you guys, I honestly, I would have still been driving illegally. And, you know, it's funny because they say, I always hear in meetings, do service. And I really have to say do service because it really, I feel it really helps the addict to do service and to help others, you know. Doing service in H&I, doing service anywhere, you know, maybe for the conventions as well. I would say do service because I really think it's really good for the soul. I really do. And I just want to say I'm a happy bunny right now, you know. I'm 3 years clean and by the grace of God, I walk, you know. I kind of have this job as well. I got it, this job, this weekend job. through a friend in LA, you know, and I remember when I first came in, I always kind of like, people that had money, I was so resentful. I hate saying it now, but, and I would say to my sponsor, you know, I'm really resentful, why have they got, and then I remember he said to me, you have to think of all the things that you have. And, you know, even today, I think to myself, I have to be thankful for the things that I have. Don't be looking at what Jack and Jill's doing. Just looking about what's happening in your own house, in your own garden. And that's how I've lived, you know what I mean? And I was talking to my sponsor just before the meeting, and one thing I really have to kind of get a grip with is that I'm single, you know? And back in the day, I didn't give a shit I was single, you know? But now it's, you know, I think maybe, I don't know if the well, I'm getting more well. I want somebody, you know? And, but that sounds really funny, doesn't it? Now, I want a soulmate, I want a companion, you know, and my sponsor said to me, you know, it will come. And I believe it will come, you know. And I kind of like, I'm one of the people, I sit on the train and I see a couple and I think, that's what I want. But I have to keep believing it will come. It will come. I don't want any riffraff. No, I'm joking. But I just want to say that I'm a really happy bunny today, and it's all down to NA. So if you're new about, keep coming back. And in time, get yourself a sponsor. You don't have to do it, you know, straight away. Get yourself a sponsor, and I would suggest that you do service. Make it to a meeting, but it all works. Do you know what I mean? You have to work to work it all works. And I think I'll leave it there. I think I'm on a break into a song.